All right, today we're going to continue in our Teen Jesus series, but today I'm going to take a little bit trail away from the subject we've been talking about. I felt for a couple weeks now that I needed to do this, and so I wanted to talk on the subject of how should the Christian vote? We know Tuesday is a national election, and there's a lot riding on this election. People have been asking questions of me about certain things dealing with the election, being believers, and there's believers out in the world, some popular writers and authors and speakers are saying that Christians shouldn't vote, and others are saying we should vote, and there's confusion. So, today I want to talk about it, but it's always said that religion and politics don't mix. You ever heard that? Is that true? Well, not the way we... Now, religion in itself is bad. We've talked about that plenty of times. Religion is terrible, okay? Religion is usually a man-made set of rules to make us acceptable to God. And as we just sung and understand, no religion can bring us to God. No religion can make us acceptable. It's by the grace of God. It's by a relationship to know the Lord your God. Okay? But I understand what they're, you know, religion and politics don't mix. And it's not true. Because for the Christian, our politics should be defined by our faith. Plain and simple. Our faith is everything to us. God's word is the standard for everything in our lives. Every aspect. Anything you do in this life, the Word of God speaks to it. And this is the standard. So when it comes to politics, comes to voting, it is to honor God. I think Christine's a... No, never mind. the joke was there, but I was like, no. The Holy Spirit's like, don't do it! All right. Always listen to the Holy Spirit. Why don't we go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. Whatever you do, everything we do, everything in our lives should be aligning to God's will. His way, His word. Our faith in Jesus Christ, our obedience to His word, is supposed to penetrate every aspect of who we are. As we come to the cross, we're sinners and our life is messed up. There's sin and all sorts of things wreaking havoc. And we come to Christ and we're cleansed. We're these new creations. And now it's time for sanctification, to allow the Holy Spirit in to clean up the life that sin has made a wreck of. To realign us to God's ways. So every aspect, God should be allowed access into our lives to change who we are. From our entertainment, our relationships, our marriages, finances, our work, school, whatever we are and do, God should come in and change that and align that part of our life to Him. And that includes our political lives. You know, 45 million Christians set out the last election. 45 million. Remember how close the race was? 45 million Christians set out. Be a point I have to make today that Christians, we have a responsibility in our country, to our fellow citizens, to our families, to our churches. We can make a huge difference. We have the ability to affect the direction of our country, and I think we are mandated to do that. So our vote should be used to promote the values of our faith in Jesus Christ. People, oh no, separation of church and state. No, we've talked about that phrase. It's not even in the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson wrote that in a personal letter to the Danbury Baptist Association, telling the Baptists that the government will not be coming into their church. That's all it meant. Yes, we can bring our values of the Word of God into our government. Our money already says, in God we trust. Moses' picture is in the Senate House. You go around all the structures in Washington, D.C., there's Bible verses on most of the monuments and buildings. Our nation was founded on Christian principles and values. There's nothing wrong with us voting and bringing our faith to Jesus Christ to try to help the direction of our country. Here's a problem that I see today. Can we have political views as believers outside of what God says? Can our political views be in opposition to what the Word of God says? No. A Christian cannot be in good faith supporting political issues or social issues, and today they're one and the same, can't be in opposition to what God says. They can't go against it. So today I'm going to answer just a few questions about this subject. I think we'll even be done on time. And look at the Christian and the vote on Tuesday. So, should Christians take part in politics at all? A lot of people say, no, that's secular. We're supposed to be religious and holy, and we're here, and that's something different. But what did Jesus tell us to be in this world? Salt and light, but definitely salt. Matthew chapter 5. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. What does salt do? Preserves, purifies and preserves. We're called to preserve. Preserve what? What is good? What is true? In a society that is losing that, is walking away from it. We're called to be salt. Today it's very clear the socialism, Marxism, is trying to move in. But our nation was never designed to be that. It's a republic. Freedom is at its core. But in socialism and Marxism, government is God. So if government's going to be God, then you have to push the real God out of that society. And I think they've been doing very well at that. They've gotten them out of the public arena. They got them out of the public schools. They got them now. You know, God is the Democratic Party. And I'm going to be truly brutal. I'm not trying to be offensive this morning, but I'm going to just be honest. The Democratic platform, the Democratic Party has removed God from its platform. There's only one institution, and it's not the strongest in this country that's still keeping God in this country, and it's called the church. And the American church is hurting right now. But if the socialists come in, if they take control, they're going to close the churches because they want to be God. Government. You can't have some institution in your society telling people, no, there's a greater God. There's a real God. And it's not government. That doesn't work. Being salt, do we have any fantasy idea that our country is going to totally repent and get back on board and become a Christian nation again? I wish I could say that, but I know what the Bible says, that eventually all nations will come against God. All nations will come against Israel, including the United States of America. But until that day happens, or until Christ takes us home, It's okay for us to try to preserve it, to preserve who we really are as Americans, to slow the decay. I think that's really what we're about. Under some administrations, the decay speeds up and we slide farther away from God down those slippery slopes. But every once in a while, we get a break and the decay slows down. For the last 4 years, the decay towards socialism and all the political issues and social justice issues was slowed down. The church could maybe catch its breath. But I think that's what we are going to be looking at doing as salt. I don't think our country will ever purify itself completely and turn back to God. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I just don't ever see that. I don't see that in Scripture. But we can slow the decay. And during that time when we're slowing it down, we're sharing the truth with people. Now, some feel in elections, some Christians feel that their choice is like the lesser of two evils. And I understand that. But if your only choice in election is the lesser of two evils, one evil and one less evil, which one do you want? Less evil. And I think that's where we're kind of falling in this election. But we should be getting involved in politics for the sole reason of being salt in this nation, to preserve the truth that we were created. There is a God. Can Christians or should Christians love God with their vote? It has been said we're not loving God if we're voting against people. That's the way they make it today. See, they want that 45 million evangelical, but they don't want that getting involved in the politics. So they try to guilt people or confuse believers that you need to keep your vote out. You don't need to stick your nose in here. And one of the ways is that we're not loving if we're voting against people, if we're voting against people's best interests. Let me name some of the hot topics. You're not a loving believer or following Jesus Christ if you're voting for border walls and national security. But it is God who made and established the nations. There's nothing wrong with having border security. There's nothing wrong about being patriotic. And even in the end, God reestablishes the nations. There's nothing wrong with having your own nation and having people come to it legally. And yes, our nation has always been open to immigrants. We're made up of immigrants. We're mutts. We have all sorts of blood from different people, ethnic groups that have come here because usually the strongest people that really wanted freedom, wanted to work, they came here and they struggled and it made America great. That's what makes America great. The diversity. God created all of us. But it's okay to vote for security, secure borders. You're not being ungodly, unloving. How about you're unloving if you're voting against people who use racism like the Black Lives Matter movement to promote a Marxist agenda? We talked about BLM. We went to their website and everything that's on it, everything they do and teach and promote, and everything they promote is against the Word of God. Is racism bad? Yes. It's a sin. But what's the cure for sin? The gospel of Jesus Christ. If there is a person who's so ignorant to look at somebody's skin and look down upon them, oh, that's the height of ignorance. Because we're all one color anyway. The majority of the world is brown. And the melatonin in some gets low, so they look pale brown, almost white. And then there's some that their melatonin levels go up and they're darker brown, almost black, but we're all one color. Can't believe that governments now are mandating for us to look at the skin color again. I thought we were past that. Or you're unloving if you vote for the if you vote against the LGBTQ community. We're supposed to love people, right? Just love them, but not vote against them. How can we love people by voting against their best interests? Well, let me show you something. This needs to be understood by Christians. Matthew chapter 22, Jesus said to this, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets." Now, what many people are doing today, and it's sneaky, there are some who say, see, we love God by loving others. They take the two commandments and make them one. We love God by loving others. So if you're really loving people, then you wouldn't be voting against them and doing all this stuff. But is that what the scripture is saying here? No. There are two commandments. The first and great one is to love the Lord your God. The second is to love your neighbor. But many are trying to confuse people. If we're to love God first and foremost, then we can't set aside our obedience to His Word. You know, looking especially at the LGBTQ, you know what I'm talking about, LGBTQ agenda. Because we call it sin for what it is. And it's no worse sin than any other sin. Floyd there, he cheats on his taxes. Sorry to dime you out, Floyd. I'm just kidding. He doesn't cheat on his taxes. But that's sin. Lying is sin. All sin separates us from God. We're not hating them like they're doing a worse sin, but it's still sin. And before we love the homosexual, our duty is to love God. We can't forsake the love of God to love others. If we love God, we'll properly love others. But we can't set aside God and His Word to show love. And besides, telling the homosexual that God's okay with their sin, that their lifestyle is not going to bring judgment, that's not love. Because love rejoices in the truth. Go to the next slide there. 1 Corinthians 13. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Nor does it behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. Look, it does not rejoice in iniquity. The rebellion of the human heart that knows what is right but doesn't care and is going to do it without repentance. Living in sin. In rebellion to God. Iniquity. Love does not rejoice in iniquity but rejoices in the truth. If you don't tell someone who is living in sin, whether it's adultery, homosexuality, whatever it may be, and you don't warn them their sin is going to bring the judgment of God, then you are not loving them. You're being a coward because you refuse to do what is right. We should love God with our vote. And our love for God may make it look like we're not loving others, but those people that think that way are blind and living in ignorance. The greatest love we can show a sinner is to share the truth. Not looking down on them, not in disgust, like we're so superior. We're not. The only difference between us and them is grace. But we have to share the truth. There's two commandments. Love God and love your neighbor. And we can love God with our vote. We can honor what His Word says and support a direction that honors Him. Should Christians vote Democrat or Republican? All right. Real quick. I'm running out of time already. Let's go to the next slide. All right. The two platforms, the two candidates, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Let's go through what each platform, Republican and Democrat, represent. Next slide, Levi. All right. So we got pro-life judges. All right. Joe Biden opposes that. Donald Trump supports it. Donald Trump has been classified as probably the greatest president so far for pro-life. First president to speak at a pro-life convention there in D.C. The Democrats are for reduction of police funding. Republicans oppose that. School choice, Democrats are against it. Republicans are for it. Churches as essential services, Democrats are opposed it. Republicans support that. There's other political issues. Go to the next slide, Levi. Traditional marriage protections. Now, this is dealing with the LGBTQ agenda. Legalizing sin. Celebrating sin. Of course, the Democrats are for the LGBTQ agenda. And the Republicans are not, as in the aspect they don't deserve any extra rights than any other citizen. And we don't need to be making special rights and special categories for people who are choosing to live sinful lifestyles. Go to the next slide, Levi. Tax-funded abortions. Democrats support that. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. Republicans don't. Second Amendment. New Green Deal. It's obvious. They oppose the Second Amendment and support the New Green Deal. Republicans, the opposite. But here's where I want to go. Next slide. Israel and abortion. Now, the Bible's clear. Israel is God's chosen people. We're grafted in. God has not walked away from Israel. He hasn't replaced Israel with the church. We are not the Jews, spiritually, like people are teaching, replacement theology. God is going to fulfill the promises He made to Abraham. That's why Israel is back in the land right now. That's why the pieces are falling into place in biblical prophecy. The Democrats do not support Israel. Sooner or later, our country is going to turn on Israel. But that's not going to happen until the church is raptured. But as long as we're here, we're preserving. We're salt. And the Republican Party is for supporting Israel. God says, those who support Israel, I'll bless. We want to be in that camp. Finally, abortion. And this is the one subject that just sums up. I don't care about any other subject more than this. Now, if I'm talking to someone who's had an abortion, I want you to know God loves you. He can forgive any sin. And I am not looking down on you because we're all sinners saved by grace. But abortion is murder. God's word is clear, and I don't have time to go into all the verses, but He knows us before we were informed. He's already written the days of our lives. Life, I don't care what scientists and doctors say, life begins at conception. And we've killed 61 million babies. We think the Holocaust during World War II was bad. 61 million. I will not, cannot support or give my vote to any person who supports the right to murder babies. Plain and simple. So with that said, can a Christian vote for Donald Trump? Yes. And I'll say it from the pulpit, I'll be voting for Donald Trump. Not because he's a godly man, because he's not a godly man. He's not a godly man. But neither is Biden. But let me tell you something, believer. We're not voting for a pastor. We're voting for a president. Now, if you're voting for a pastor, their personal character, their personal life plays a role if the person can be a pastor or not. But we're not voting for a pastor. We're voting for a president. Do I like his personal style? No, I don't believe he's a believer. I'm not trying to judge him. I'm just going by his fruit. I don't think he's a godly man. If I could meet with him, I'd share the gospel with him. Because whatever gospel he heard wasn't true. Wasn't a true gospel presentation. But I can vote for an ungodly man or woman if they govern by conservative biblical principles. So I'm not compromising my faith or my love for my Lord by voting for an ungodly man named Donald Trump. He's pro-life. He's pro-conservative values, which conservative values are based on biblical values for the most part. He's for freedom of our faith and religion. He's for the things that are biblical. I'm not saying he's biblical in himself. You see, it's not really about Donald Trump, though, when it comes down to it, or Joe Biden. The battle is for progressive socialism versus the Republic of the United States of America. How did someone speed up that clock? We'll go over just a few, just a little. I got to get this out. It was Bud's fault. He spoke for 2 minutes. The battle really is over progressive socialism versus the Republic of the United States of America. Constitutional freedom versus government control. Churches being open or churches being closed. The Bible considered hate speech. Those are the choices we're having. Socialism says they're in charge, we're beneath the government, the government's God, government's mama, papa, boom. It's opposite of what a republic is supposed to be. Remember this lockdown? It started with 2 weeks, then it went to a month, then it went to a couple months. All for our health and safety, because the government wants to take care of us. And now, here we are. The holiday's coming up. And our government has gotten so ridiculous with their power. Drunk on their power. Drunk on thinking they're smarter than all of us. The government Newsom has now felt like he can tell us how to do our holidays in our own homes. Go to the next slide. Now, Governor Newsom put this out. You can read it online. You can only have no more than 3 households in your family this Thanksgiving. So if you have 3 adult children, you can only invite 2 of them. Okay? And there's all, you know, so he's dictating. And who you invite to your house, you have to write their names down and turn it in so they can track who has come to your house. Gathering has to be outside, too. Can't have Thanksgiving or Christmas inside. You have to do it outside. Okay? And it says in here that I won't read it. Okay, here's what the government says. They tell us to hold the gathering outside. Family members can leave your backyard. Wow, the government's allowing me permission for people to leave my backyard. Family members can leave your backyard and enter your house to use the restroom, but only if the restroom is frequently sanitized. Now they're telling us how to clean our bathrooms and when to clean our bathrooms. Who can come out of our backyard and who can enter our house? 6 feet distance and mask. Forget passing the potatoes because there's a person 6 feet away. But that's okay because they don't want you passing the potatoes because all food needs to be in individual containers. Like you go to McDonald's or whatever you get. And at Christmas time, no singing of Christmas carols. Man, they told us not to sing here. This is where it's going, folks. This election has ramifications greater than the personality of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So the battle is progressive socialism. Go back. Go to the next slide. There's a church down in San Jose. Is San Jose a county? Is there a San Jose county? Whatever county San Jose is in, Santa Clara. Calvary Chapel of San Jose. Calvary Chapels are usually pretty good churches. Okay? Their theology is usually pretty good. There's a church that's refused to close. Calvary Chapel of San Jose. The county has been fining them. They're up right now. They've been fined so much for being opened that they have $300,000. $300,000 in fines. The church said, we're not paying it. And they were kept open. And now the county is suing the church to shut it down. What happened to the U.S. Constitution? We're not in a persecuted country where we have no rights. And it's okay for us as Christians to stand up for and use our American citizen rights. There's nothing wrong with that. Paul used his Roman citizenship when he needed to. We as Americans can say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we surrender our rights to God. We're living sacrifices. God can do with it. Well, but at the same time as Americans, we can say, wait a minute. We don't surrender our rights to government. We don't surrender our rights to a governor, to a president. We have no king. This election is important. As a Christian, I have no problem voting for Donald Trump. I wish he was a Christian. I wish he was a godly man. But I also wish Biden was. I wish all people were. But that's not reality. But as salt, I'm trying to preserve our freedoms that God has given to us. The freedom that we can have church. The freedom that we can reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ before the government tries to shut us down. Now, if the government ever tries to shut us down again, we will resist. No one's going to stop us from sharing the truth. I don't care what government comes into power. But I'd rather not go that route. I'd rather just stay the route of keeping our American freedoms. A lot of people say, well, I just won't vote. I'm not going to vote for either one because both are ungodly. Last election between Hillary and Trump, the evangelical vote, the Christian vote, is the majority of Trump's votes. 3-4% of Christians voted for Hillary Clinton. If that percentage had been 6-7%, she would have won. That's how much the Christian vote matters. We're to be salt. We're to preserve this nation, our freedoms. because our freedoms represent what God has given to us. If a lot of Christians sit out and go, I'm not going to vote for either one, statistically, they've proven you're helping the side you really don't want. Because Christians who don't vote don't hurt Biden. They hurt Trump. All right, I'm going to close here. I've already gone over. I'm going to close. But I got to show you one more thing. One more thing. And this is weird. And I was like, God, should I really put that in there? No. And this morning I came and I said, God, should I really show them this? Because it's weird and I don't know what it means. I don't know if it means anything. And God said, you know, you can end the service on a little comical note if you want. Oh, a weird moment. You know? Twilight Zone moment. If you got a phone that has a calculator on it, I want you to take it out. Bring up your calculator. This is just weird. I don't know how to describe it any other way than weird. You got your calculators out? The year of this election is 2020, right? Type in 2020. Now the number that is so evil in all the world, the number that we always know is evil number. 6, okay. So 2020 divided by 666. What do you get? Everybody got that? You divided 2020 by the evil number 666. And you get 30330, right? Go to the next slide. If you are texting Biden support, 30330. That's just weird. I don't know if it means anything. But that's weird. And that's not fake. You can look it up for yourself. If you want to support Biden, text 30330. Weird. Take it for what you think it might mean. I don't know. Go to the next slide. Colossians 3. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ in everything we do, including voting. And I think we are called as Christians to preserve, to be salt, to preserve what is good about our nation, about God. But if we stay silent and those rights are stripped, the decay speeds up. That's on us. That's on us. Hopefully I haven't offended anybody today. If I have, please come talk to me. I want us to stay united. And I don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday. But here's what I do know. Whether Biden wins or Trump wins, Jesus is King. And as a one-time missionary friend of mine said, no matter if it goes the other way and times get difficult for the Church of Jesus Christ, there's no safer place than the hand of God. He's in control. And if He calls us to suffer, sacrifice, persecution, so be it. Because He went through a lot worse for us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we just thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. Lord, I ask You to give us wisdom as Your children, as believers in You, that we'll know how to navigate these difficult and trying days. Lord, for the world, aim for us. It's uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen, but You do. You know exactly what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen on Tuesday. You know what's going to happen next year on Tuesday. Nothing takes you by surprise. So, Lord, I ask you to help us to hold on to you, to seek you with our full heart, to navigate this life through your Holy Spirit, to do everything to honor you and glorify you. Walk in faith, trust you, and let all the pieces fall where they may. Lord, help us to be your people. Help us to be salt. Help us to be light. And help us to love you and to love our neighbor. In truth and the righteousness you have given us, we pray this. In the name above all names, in the name above world leaders, in the name of Jesus Christ, and all God's people said, amen. We're going to end right there. I had a song, but we're going to end because I went over. All Bud's fault. What? Oh, you want to go back? Go back. All right, so we got this conspiracy nut back there. You look it up. I don't know. And I don't know what the 3033, maybe just a coincidence, but it's evil. It's weird. God bless you guys. Have a great week. Hey, this has been our huddle. We're still Team Jesus. We're about to go break onto the playing field. We're going to take Jesus Christ whoever we can. Let's play our best game this week. 3, 2, 1, break!